sugya of HaSeva. We're learning this question of what requires HaSeva. The simple read of the Rambam is that only the first desires requires HaSeva, which is in contrast to Tosfos, which is the Feirish, that the Afikoman also requires HaSeva. This takes us into a discussion about Afikoman. In other words, you see, it's impossible to separate the discussion of HaSeva from the discussion of other mitzvahs alayla, because HaSeva connects to the other mitzvahs. Right? So the things are intertwined. That's why everything's intertwined. Once we hit Kuf Ches, everything's intertwined until the end of the Masechta. I mean, intertwined to some extent, we'll have to figure out how to learn it in some order. Okay, so we started doing the Rush yesterday in Siman Lama Dal. Let's turn our attention again back to the Rush Siman Lama Dal. Review it briefly. The Rush in Avei Psachim Siman Lama Dal makes the following, has a final dispute with the Rashbam. I want you to look carefully at the words, because it's very tricky. Okay? Pirish Rashbam. Shetzorach lechol matzah begemar suda, zecher le matzah anacheles ima pesach bekricha. Because in the Targum Beis HaMikdash Ekayim, they would eat it bekricha. Now the whole discussion with the Hillel held bekricha, but everybody agrees bekricha, that's, we're not up to that yet at all. That's the Sugan Kuf Tezva. Vezui matzah apetzua shanaoch lemachon l'shem chova. According to Rashbam, we already had this yesterday. And Tosa suggested in two places, both in Kuf Ketzvah and Kuf Kaf, that will the real matzah, real please stand up? What's the real matzah yotzei the mitzvah with? What? The last one. Everybody in Tosa Masechta Megillah, Chaf Aleph, that has to be done before Chatzos, which is the Shabbat Daraisa. And the first one, you're not really yotzei. It's just you make a do a broch on the Maisa mitzvah. Because it's preferred to have Yotze ala Selva. We saw 2 days of Tosfos. Start. The Rashbam is going with that day. Al kenan lemavarach and al achilas matzah rishona. Why? Af al gav she'ena oleinu chova. We didn't get it from. I showed the Gemara yesterday. With Amar Rabbi Chisda by Maror. Acha shemili kreis and many hoichi hol holz and varach hola. Hilka mavarach at tarvayu bereishin. Both matzah and what's at tarvayu. How much about Tarvayah? Tarvayah means on the two matzahs. I'm not sure what it means, how much the word Tarvayah means. The Hodr Ochel Matzah Shal Mitzvah Vachrona. Maybe it's as follows. On the both the Kazayas first and the Afikom. Make a brach on both the beginning. That's what he probably means. And but then the Hodr doesn't make sense.
He means that you have to have in mind that comment.
Have in mind both? Okay. The words are a little tricky to me. I don't have my Tosfos to rush with me. There is a Tosfos to rush. Oh no, there is a Tosfos Rush. They lost the last 5 lots in Shabbat. I'm so upset. I went to look up Tosfos Rush, look up at the back, and Rabbi Shoshana's beautiful Tosfos Rush, all annotated and everything. Kuf Tetzvav, the rest of the Shabbat is lost. Chaval the Ofdim. Doesn't help us here. I would love to look at the Tosfos Rush. Maybe someone will discover it in the Shabbat somewhere, you'll find it over here somewhere. Look at the Shabbat. Okay. So I'm not, okay. Acher also matzah in iftar mimena b'chilas v'rachash lo shakeach atam. Ad kan Rashba. What's the main, Rebosav, I had to ask you, what's the main point of this Rashba? In 5 words, what's the main point of the Rashba?
Besides, Afikoman is a mitzvah.
That's right. And the main mitzvah is at the end. Then the 4 is garish. Well, the Fizalia nearest is the Rash commenting, Shetzarach lechol ima mora v'charoses. So if the last kazayis is the most important one, so you should have the mor the charos with the last kazayis. Kevin she zecher lematza nachelas ma pesel bekricha voleho yeroi levarich alachilas matza. It should have elashek from mila kreis abimena, but the ikar kazayis is at the end. Him kain tzarach lasos come up as mana mikdash. She ochel na kol biyachad hila v'siyos. So after avon and mitzvah ochel biyachad, we're not getting to that later. But that's what should be. That's question number 1 against his opinion. Question number 2. Onan Tmihani. Lama osin kricha betchila. Yaspik bekricha achrona. Zeichel lemikdash. That's the same question answered in a somewhat different way. Hilchach Nira Li. The point to know what is the main point that the Rosh is fighting with the Rashba. On both sides, the whole thing takes a total of less of what? Of 2 lines. Let's analyze the next 2 lines carefully. What is the point of Machlokes? The Osam Matzah Eino L'Shem Chova. Which Matzah?
Afikom.
Ela Ochlin Osam Zechel the Pesach שנחל על הסולה באחרונה, ולפי שהוא זכה לפסח, השליטו לנו דין הפסח, שלולך על אחריה, ואין צריך אימא, מורה וחרוס. What are the answer? What's his main point? What's his main point of dispute?
Not the
Matzah Mitzvah.
What
is the Matzah Mitzvah? The first. That's his main point of dispute. Okay? That's for a reason. Okay, so good. But let's now focus on this word over here. When the Rosh used the word Zecha LePesach, did he mean that the... I want to ask you an honest question, but I want an honest answer. Did he mean that the Kazayis Matzah of Afikoman is Zecha LePesach proper? The Korban Pesach? What does he mean? No. It's a Zecha to the Matzah which is eaten with the Pesach. Let's read again. Also Matzah Einu L'Shem Chov El Ochel Mosel Zecha LePesach Sher Nechal Al Asova Bachrona Ulfishu Zecha LePesach Yishtito No Din HaPesach Shelo Lechol Achareho V'Ein Tzarech Ima Moro V'Charoses. I can read it two ways. Zecha LePesach literally? No. He's just going to reiterate what he said earlier. Ika Matzah is the first Matzah. This, therefore, is only an afterthought. So it could be a Zecha to the Matzah, which is Nechal with the Pesach. And if that's the case, there's no need to have Maror V'Charoses, because you already owed to Maror V'Charoses with the Ika Matzah, which was the first Kazakhs. What do you say, Maror? We'll get to that later, as a matter of fact. It's correct, but up to a point. So you want to say, Pesach is Kipshuta. I agree with you, that's what I would have said too. Yeah?
Even more so, he says that you shouldn't have anything after, because normally within the basement dishes, you have to have Tom Pesach. So it sounds like you have to have Tom of this.
No, that's true too. We have to have Tom of this, but the question is it a Zecha for the Pesach itself, or a Zecha for the Matzah, which is eaten with the Pesach? Either way, since it's a Zecha to the last stage, you have to have Tam Matzah B'Piv, which you had then in the old days, Tam Pesach B'Piv. You had Matzah too, and Morah too, according to the Hillel, even according to Rabbanan, but the Pesach was the strongest taste, presumably, or the most significant of the taste. So it's not clear. So let's now turn to Lamed Hei. Lamed Hei, then the Rosh. Please look inside. Behecha the last Lake Kula Sudasa Mi Matzah the Minter, as the Rift is speaking Aramaic all of a sudden. You don't have enough matzah shmurah. Ela kazayas l'chud. You have one kazayas of matzah shmurah. That's it. The minter who? The yisleil ochil yisleil. Ochil bereisha mehech the lo minter. Each lo shmurah. U barach alei amotzi. U levesof mevarach al kazayas the mintera. Lechol matzah. Yeah, achilas matzah. Lechol matzah. Vi ochil. At the end. After the meal. Umavarach al mora v'yachil, for the korach v'yachil matzah marbala bracha. All after the meal is over. The tanya adufshne v'asufkine v'yiskritin k'odem v'akresa v'hen v'vad shokazayas matzah v'achron. Ad kan the riff. Right? Ad kan the word of the riff. Fine. V'teimo, he asked the rush. Teimo, came in the Arabish ain't no other kazayas echad shomer, heich yase kricha v'yachil mish'ena shmura. V'yavatel ta'amatza shmura. How do you have the korech after the kazayas matza shmura? Good kasha. V'yosef istaver laniach hakricha. Forget about korech. The guy is not going to have korech. She'en al zecha b'yalo. V'yamash yavatel ta'am shal matza. V'yeroa. Shabraisa de dubshinin. Arib is man abayis. Hilkov tzarok shokhas ad shomer b'achron al kaima matzim ram yochlu, correct, right? Av v'zman hazeh she'ein lanu chovas matzah eli mebe'erav tov lematzis ein la'acher birchas hamatzah mutav she'ochlena b'tchila l'tayavon. You have only one kazayis. You eat it at the beginning. This rush is presumably shitasa l'nam adalet that the ikar kazayis is the first kazayis. Have that the matzah shmur b'tayavon. Adka. Everyone with me so far? Everyone, we read it, we understand it? A fight. What should you have at the end? According to the Rif, you have matzah followed by mor or followed by korek. And according to the Rosh, even if you would say that the matzah should be at the end, you should not have anything after the matzah. He doesn't say, what do you do about mor? You have to have mor, I guess. He doesn't say you should have the mor first. You don't do korek, because korek is going to take away more of the tal matzah. I guess, what about the fact that it was taken away already by the original mor? Not clear.
Okay.
And then he says, but I happen to screw the whole thing, and I think the should, because that's what should have at the very beginning. That counts. He's a double disagreement with you. Everyone with you? Here's a question, Rabbi Osai. Here's a question. It's not my question. This question is asked by the Sefer Mishmeres Leil Shimur.
He answered the question.
Listen to the question which he asked, which is relevant to our discussion directly. A very relevant discussion. Look what he says. If Afikoman, Rav Osai, is as Mordechai said, a simple Zecha l'Korban Pesach, if that's all it is, a Zecha l'Korban Pesach, so what's the Rosh's cash? What's the Rosh's cash? The Rosh wants to know, being similar, but hey, why is it, why should we, listen to me, why should we have Korech, which is compromising the Zecha l'Korban Pesach? Says Mishmeres Leil Shimur, what are you talking about? Zecha l'Korban Pesach is only a Zecha for mitzvah which doesn't even apply to Zman HaZeh. Baba Masein Rav, no base of Mikdash. But Korech is more important. Zecha l'Mikdash Gehilo, Kenosil Zman HaZeh V'Kayim, Hoyot Korech Pesach Matzah V'Orochim V'Yachad. So I mean, and the mitzvah matzah does apply nowadays with Midoraisa. So therefore, it would make more sense to have the Korech than to not have the Korech. Why suddenly is Zecha to Pesach, which doesn't exist with Zman HaZeh, more important than Zecha to Pesach Matzah, which part of which exists with Zman HaZeh Midoraisa? So what's this kasha? That's the first thing which bothers the Sefer Mishmeres Leil Shimur. Interesting question. More than that, if it's only a Zecha to Korban Pesach, why must it be Matzah Shmura? So it won't be Shmura, a Zecher, big deal, it's only a Zecher. Says, therefore, the Sefer Matzah Mishmeres, he likes the second shot I told you earlier. Namely, that when the Rosh said in previous Simon, Simon Lamedal, that it's Zecher the Pesach, he didn't mean Zecher the Pesach itself. He meant Zecher to the Matzah Necheles in the Pesach. The Rashbam said that, Beferish. And the Rosh didn't argue that point. The point of this argument in the Rosh and Rashbam was, what's the main Kazayis, the first or the last? He didn't argue Beferish on that point. When he said Zecher LePesach, he meant a Zecher to the Matzah Necheles in my Pesach. And for this reason, that's more important than Korech. It's a Zecher to the Matzah. And number two, after the Matzah Shmurah. Because again, it's a Zecher LeMatzah. This is how he suggests to answer this question. What's his name? He's an Ogeh B'Davar. He keeps saying that the Korban Pesach does not require a Seva. So why does the Rosh say that Matzah Korban requires a Seva if the Korban Pesach itself does not require a Seva? The answer is no. It's a Zecher to the Matzah, which is even with the Korban Pesach. And Matzah requires a Seva. This whole Shtickle Torah is only to defend its original position. Okay, we'll take it. Nice Shtickle Torah. You can agree, you can disagree. By the way, there's an interesting Korban Nisanal over here, Os Samach. Yes, Os Samach. The Rosh passes, it's better than Yifrit Tayavim, Bizman HaZeh. Bekoshe, Doliels, Perakol Shah, Simichava, Pazik Rabbeinu, Kiravuna, Vitzekel Shonachrim, Ramali Adam Kresel, Vilvad, Jiokos Asmatsu, Bachrona, Mashma Dafka, Bachrona, Hover Rishon Alo. So Chastira Gluy in the Rosh, Rabosai. Here he says, if you have only one Kazayas, what should you do? Have it at the beginning. There's what you do have it at the end. A steer gluya between the rush peg base and chavav and peg yud simanam and hey, an out and out steera. So he says that he quotes the Taz doesn't like it. Tamachuvah last word kemosh atiras habach ayin sham. Who was my ayin sham? Nobody. I was my ayin sham. I looked it up. What does the Bach say? Unbelievable. I would say it's an unbelievable dochak, but. That's what he says. He says as follows, that the entire rush in the second parak, we paskins, v'segel shel nochrim and malach grace mem, uvavad shiyoch la'atz ma'achona, means, at the beginning of the Seder, he didn't even have one kazayas. The kazayas only showed up at the end. Of course he had it at the end. Couldn't have it at the beginning. If he had it at the beginning, he should eat it at the beginning. The Bach. It sounds like a little bit dochak, but that's what he says is the correct terms. Fine, Rabosa, let's go on. So what happens now, Bizman Hazeh, when we have much more than one Kazayas of Matzah Shmur? What do? We have two Kazayas. At the beginning, Rabosa, we have Kazayas of Matzah. At the end, we have another Kazayas of Matzah. The first is Matzah Mamish. And the second one is Zecher LeMatzah, which is eaten with the Korban Pesach. That's a Zecher to a Matzah Doraisa, and that requires Shmura, as opposed to Korech, which has to do much more than Maror, which is only the Rabbanim, and therefore you require a Sefer. And he says this is Pshat in the Gro. This whole thing that he said is it's Mefurish in the Gro. Mefurish in the Gro. Well, the Gro, you know, writes in shorthand, to say the least. I'll read you the Lashon of the Gra. If you can read this into the Gra, you're a better man than I, but he claims the Gra really said it. This is the Gra I put on the Maamar Kamos. Simen Tov Ayin Zayin. Tov Ayin Zayin. Simen about Afikom. Says the Gra as follows. Says the Gra. Gimel and Dal, the two Gemaras in a row. The Gemara says as follows. The Mechaber says, you know, open your Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Tav Ayin Zayin Aleph. He says, what is it, Zeicha? What? Zeicha lePesach HaNechal Al HaSovah. Sherashi Rashbam says the Gemara, Beforshim, Shezeu Iker HaChalosa. Ubevorom Petchila Wai Kvah B'Chazeres. V'Aro Shiksham Kein, Yochol Ima Moro B'Charoses. Elazecha lePesach, okay. V'yochlenu, what is the yochlenu? Yochlenu baSeva, says the Gra. Av the das harosh. He's born by the kasha. The rosh is zecha lePesach. Pesach had no aSeva, so why is there aSeva by Afikomen? He answered Rabosai, in a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 words. Kevan shebizman habayis hoya ikar achilasa. What do those 6 words mean? Kevan shebizman habayis hoya ikar achilasa. Not clear. So the Mishmera says he means my vart. He means it's not zechel the pesach mamish. It's Zecha to what? The Matan Echeles Ima Pesach. And here if you'll say that you're Yotzi the first Kazayas, doesn't matter. It's Manabayas, you Yotzi primarily with the last Kazayas. It was Iker Achila when it went with the Korban Pesach. It could be he's right. That's what he suggests. This is all against the Bach. The Bach requires 2 Kazayasim for Afikoman. And he tells you why. 1 Kazayas, which is Nechel, with the Korban Pesach, for the Matzah, and 1 Kazayas with the Korban Pesach itself. We're both right! We have a Machlekes, what's Pshat in the Rosh? Does it mean Korban Pesach proper, or does it mean Matzah with the Pesach? So the Rosh assumes it means Korban Pesach proper. But according to the Rashbam, it's Beferish, it's a Matzah with the Pesach. So to satisfy both, we have 2 Kazayas. Yes?
So Mishmael Hashemurim says that
the Rosh prefers to do the Zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach over Korech.
Correct.
So why is Zecher to the matzah with the Korban Pesach? Why does that take precedence over Zecher?
Very simple why. Because that's a Zecher for matzah as such. When it comes to the Maror, it's only a Zecher of a Maror, which does not apply at all by the Raisa today. Okay. Rabosai, he said the Bach is wrong twice. Number one, it's wrong because my Pshat HaRash is correct. The Rosh never meant Korban Pesach itself. He meant Matzah Chalav, same as the Rashbam said. Number two, even the Fi Devarim, why do you have to have two Gezesim? One of them is right, one of them is wrong. So my problem was Rosh and Rashbam according to him, so one is right and one is wrong. So if it's a Gezesim, it's Korban Pesach. If it's the Zech of the Pesach, it'll be Kenegat HaPesach. If it's Kenegat HaMatzah with the Pesach, it's Kenegat HaMatzah. We have two for. It's the problem is the Bach never looked at the original source. The source of the written is the Maril. And the Maril says, you know why I have to have two Gezesim? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because it's a Zecher to something which is Nechal Ala Sova. Yes, you're correct, Mordechai. The original concept of Sova applies to Pesach. But since the Pesach was eaten Ala Sova, the Matzah was also eaten Ala Sova. And therefore the Maril says that although Meikir Adin, the Mefurush Gemara, Uvavats Yochel Kazayitz Matzah Bachrona, that's Ikir Adin, Yotzeh. But the Chatchila, we should eat it not only Ala Sova, but also eat a Kedei Sviya, or Achila Sheyesh Bo Sviya. What's an Achila Sheyesh Bo Sviya? How much? Anybody know? Who's a Bucky B'Shas?
A
Kebeitza, Mefurash Gemara. Besech the Brochus, Yechalta V'Savata, Mem Tes Omud Beis, Yechalta V'Savata, says the Gemara as follows. It was here. Achila sheyesh bo sviya, ve'ezu zu kebeitza. Rabosai, I'll tell you a little secret. If this is correct, the chumra of eating kebeitza, open the mishnah brurah, it's there. I didn't make it up. You got made up chumras? You got to make up chumras? Nah, never. But the chumra's there. I didn't make it up. Top ayin zayin. What does it say? Kazayas, that's all. Finish Kazayas. Enough. Kazayas. Enough. Says the mishnah brurah aleph. L'chatchila tov sheikach shnei gezeisim. Echad zechel lepesach, v'yechad zechel lematanach elazimo. This is a quote of the Bach. Incorrect, claims Mishmeret. Incorrect. The Bach is twice wrong. Number one, the Pesach. It's not zechel lepesach even according to the Rosh. And number two, even if it were, what could that should be the old lekan of lekan? It represents whatever it has to represent.
Rabbi, it should also be done at the end, not at the beginning.
But this is the end. What's about the end? This is a kafikon. So the answer, Abosai, is no. The answer is, if you look at the original source in the Maril, it's because it's Nechal Ala Sova, not Ikedei Sviya. You know what's going to come out according to me? Guess what? The biggest chumra of all. How much was he for Gazayas? We had a whole discussion of the talk about the Shia, but I didn't read it yet. I'll try it tomorrow. Let's make an appointment tomorrow. Okay, I'll try it today. The Shir Kazayas. So I kept telling you, the Shir Kazayas is a Chati Beitz at most, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Belikli Pasa, against the Mishnah Berurah. Chazish is the Mishnah Berurah is completely not correct. Fine. You want to double it? Because the Shulchan Aruch said that the one Kazayas for the top Matzah, one Kazayas for the middle Matzah. We'll get to that later on in the details. Okay. So at most, you have two Kazayasim without the klipa. I'm saying to you now, they have to have a common, according to the Maril, you have to have a beta with the klipa, 10% more. Because if you remember the whole chesh of the grah, with the 10, with the 3, the grah and Michelin, that I spoke about, so it comes out that the shear of kebeta, which is kedei sviya, mem tesa beta brahmas, is with the klipa. So it's even, if you're more machab, you have a common, even then the two gazesim of the Motzi Matzah. Not by a lot, but 10% is not the sneeze. That's what comes out of the quote of this quote. Ad kan rabosai, this nekud. But we're now ready to turn our attention to abakosis. So that's, again, apikoma cannot be decided in abstract. It's only a function of when you have to be basic. And the two cases are what? Matzah and abakosis. We'll come back to matzah a little bit, not finish yet. But for the moment, let's discuss abakosis. So the Gemara had over here, let's open to the Gemara one more time. Haradaf kufches aman aleph. You all know the Gemara, the Shaila, the first two kosis, is the last two kosis. Keep your hand in the Rosh Simon Chav. Keep one hand there, please. And one hand in the Gemara proper. Kufches. What is Maskanas HaGemara? What is Maskanas HaGemara? Let's chazer again. Okay, so it's a machloek. Itna mishmeder am Nachman. Sarah Hasev. Itna mishmeder am Nachman. Ezra Hasev. Below Pligi. Why? Hashtu the mischul aleichir. Hi, my the hava hava. Others say no. The first one, akati avada meinu kama. Okay, fine. It's either pashti the first or the second. First two or the second two. Says the Halakha Gemara. Hashtu the itmar hachi the itmar hachi. Idi ve'idi ba'u haseva. I'm asking for Shaila. B'toras vadai or b'toras sof? What's the pashat draft? What's the pashat draft first? Sofeg. Go to sofeg. We don't know the first one or the last one. We don't know. So we have to be machmor in both. Frek the Ran, machmor in both. We should be makel in both. Sveg. Before we go to, you know. You have to keep one hand, if you need more than one, two hands here. You have to keep in the Gemara and the Rosh, but let's turn to the Ran first, because the Ran says the Farish, the words that we're looking for. The Rosh is more implicit. The Ran discusses the question, this, what do you do about it? Is the Ran, I should be on the Maram Kama somewhere. What is it? Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin. Or Chav Gimel. Okay? Afal gav the alma karmel the ifko the kol sveka the rabbanu lekula the rabbis with feirish the tum safek ocha kevan the lav milsa the tirchi avdina the rav to the milsa kach pirshu zal this is no big deal so therefore we should rely on sveka rabbanu lekula we don't have to the lean there no da kama fall the never that sveka lekula why the nays of lekula. Am I knuckle of behani tve mehani? If you knuckle with tavaya, me kar mitzvah sasev legamri. You have no right to decide one over the other. Yes.
Couldn't we read it like there Gemara, like the Gemara in Megillah that talks about Rabbi Srivenu gives two different versions, says, oh, so we'll do both. It's not. So
you're
not
saying it's Batar Svada.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm not saying you're wrong. But the Rabbi is clawed Batar Svada. That's clawed. It's an incidental. You know, I was asking him to talk about Purim this week. The answer is yes. I'm going to try, because of time considerations, to discuss Purim when it relates to Pesach. A lot of relations. One of them is over here. It's a famous kasha. The Ran over here says that when you have a Sveka Derabon and you can't be Mekel on both, it's impossible to be Mekel on both. Why? Because it's both Derabon. So what do? You have to be Makor on both. Excuse me. It seems to run counter to another Ran. A Ran in the Sefta Megillah talks about what do you do if it's a suffix, Yudalit, suffix, Tezvav. You learn those figures in Megillah? And somebody's learned before the honor of Purim, you learn Megillah, the first parrot. What do you do if it's a suffix to read on this day, suffix to read on that day? So what do? There's a Ran there as well. The Ran discusses what do you do in these kinds of cases? Excuse me again. What do you do in these kinds of cases? Where you're not sure. Is it the 14th? You're not sure. It's the 15th. So what do? So the Rambam writes our first Purim entry for the week. In Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. Here she's suffering and you're doing Moshe Mekevitz Chom Yeshua Benun. Or not? Korin B'Shnei Yamin. 14th and the 15th. Okay. Kotzav Aran. Mesupik. What's it in? The Gaonim say you follow the majority. Majority are not Mukhafis. You read in the 14th. And even if it's a Safek, it's a Safek of the Rabbana Lakula. She's putted by both. Who bought the men of Avada Mikra Megillah? Can't do that. Lepichat kar berishin upata b'shein. That's what he says. Haranatan Abe Psachim, Frank the Mishnah the Melech, quotes Aran. Quote the Ran and the Megillah, say the same thing by a Seba. Do a Seba by the first two. Remember the first two? Why the first two? The Ran over here says, why should we? You can't pot them completely. The Chayv also, Shikav Yudal of a Tezvav. Why should we make a distinction between the two? There's a whole discussion, something in the Takona, something in the. This again, this is a, able to discuss it later. Just want to show our first Purim is found in Mishnah Melech, Aleph Yudal, and Nechaz Megillah. We'll come back to football later. Back to me. So, anyways, it's Bishar B'Torah Suffolk. The Ran is Klar B'Torah Suffolk. What does Tosus say? Sounds like the same thing. Tosus Kulu. B'Chol Dalad Tosus Shvichan Haseba B'Shas Shtiyah. B'Tzarachim. Im Shachach V'lo Hesiv Im Yavza V'Yishte. B'Chen B'Chol Shvishi Lo Hesiv Im Chiyoch Olazav Lishtos B'Haseba. Afal Gavda Ben Shvishi L'Revi Lo Yishte. You're not supposed to drink between Shvishi and Revi. Why not? In the Mefurash Mishnah. Later on, why not? Says the Rashbam, right over here. Ben Shlish to reveal lo yishte. The second Rashbam in the let's read from the top of Rashbam. Because alolo ben rishon l'sheni ben sheni l'shlishi mishum l'cham b'migur garle. You eat, you drink as much wine as you want. Ben Shlish to reveal lo yishte. Shlish to birchas amazim the kevin lo chashin and all the griri liba lo shirina le. The nira kemosif al arba kosis. Terrible thing. Because we have more than four. We only have to have four. Tos wants to know. What do we do? Rabosev is manazer. Excuse me. What do we do? You forgot. Shlishi. This is a double suffix. First suffix is you forgot the first two cups. That's the first suffix. Because the Gemara is Torah. Maybe she's saying about in the cool. The next suffix is if you forgot the third or fourth. What does that mean? In the first, Rabbi said, what's the shah? Why should we say he doesn't have to? Only one reason. Sveik of the Rabbanon, the Kulo. And here the reason the Ran does not apply because not it's just a fluke case we forgot. Then even if you'll tell me that the first and second, the copy has to go back, but not in the third and fourth, because near Kamos of other Kosis. I'll tell you read the Tosis. So it seems to be a suffix straight through. Two Sveiks. That's how I read this Tosis. Fine. Now let's understand that what applies again. Matzah, for sure you have to go back, right? For sure you have to go back. We spoke about it yesterday and a little today. First, because I asked the Afikoman. Had the Rush know that it's true. Let's first see the Gemara, let's see the Russian side. This is the last, this is the three last lines, the wide lines at the bottom of the Gemara. Ibarlu, Shamishman. Toshma v'shul b'levi, hashama she'ochol kazayis matzah v'shul meisiv, yotza. Meisiv in, lo, meisiv lo, shma mina boy haseba, shma mina. Finished. The shamash requires haseba. What do you see Klonis Gemara? It's ma'akif, right? Shul meisiv yotza. That means if you didn't word meisiv, but it's it. You're not yotza, it's poshut. Turn to the Russian, see it inside, yes? Tosis seems to be in doubt on two things. Number one, the first two cups. Maybe we should say Sveik Rabban on the Kula. And number two.
Why is he saying why
didn't
he say
Sveik
Rabban
on
the Kula?
I mean,
why does it say maybe
that we should say? Maybe yes, Sveik Rabban on the Kula, maybe not, but it's not a big
Tircha.
Go back again, big deal.
But I mean, it is a
Tircha. It is not such a big Tircha.
To drink more.
Some people in this room. Who likes wine in this room?
Okay, but this.
What kind of tercha?
So for many people, you get all these shadows as to
right.
Grape juice
okay.
or this.
Okay.
And certainly, I mean, for some people, maybe
You're right. Depends how expensive it is. Okay, good. Whatever it may be. Okay, so let's read the Russian side now in Simon Chav. I think we read it yesterday a second time. Stop the hell of the Rosh in Simon Chav. V'yimachal b'lo aseva lo yotza, says the Rosh. Kedavar Yishuv HaLevi, Hashamash ochal kazayis matzuchu meisiv yotza, mashma meisiv in, lo meisiv lo. What do you mean mashma meisiv meisiv? The Gemara says so, no? The Gemara says so before? Meisiv in, lo meisiv lo. So what do you mean mashma?
It's the Gemara's diuk in his statement.
Ah, but not that he's making diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says the before. Okay, very good. Says the Korban HaSalah, feel it with the Eved, lo yotza. Poshri and I yotza it all. That's what we got it for. Fine. The Rambam, Rabosai, seems to disagree. We saw it out yesterday, that Haseba should be done l'chatchila for the entire meal. And according to most people in the room, it meant including the potato kugel and including the gefilte fish and including the chicken soup. Everything. What does that indicate? That Haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Haseba is a mitzvah on Pesach night, Shol Cheirus. L'chatchila for everything, and Ikar Adin only for the kazayis, matzah, and for the abakos. But if Haseba would not be a freestanding mitzvah, would it only be a way in which you discharge your obligations of matzah and abakos respectively, what does that have to do with potatoes? It's ridiculous. What do with potatoes? So says the Briskerov in his piece I asked you to see in Perek Zion and then it's coming to matzah. But the Briskerov, Rabosai, is bothered by a problem. But what do you mean? Hashamish, shochel kazayis matzah, kshu meisiv yotza, meisiv in lo meisiv lo. If Haseba was a separate mitzvah, so what does it mean? What were yotze, what were you not yotze? Matzah, you were yotze. Haseba? Of course, you were yotze. You didn't do any Haseba. So the Brisker Rav is bothered with this question. This is how he reads this Gemara. I mean, the Brisker Rav's read of Sachem Kuf Ches Amanam. I asked to see two Brisker Ravs, one after the other. One on Kuzayin Amanam, Kuf Ches Amanam. That's a short one over here. And one's the longer one, the famous one, more famous one, was the Kufches and Abba, the Kosis. We'll get to that soon. Well, that's soon, better soon. Zok the Hale the Brisker of like this. The seven mitzvah of Neyatzma, for the fact you have to have the potatoes. Fine. Good. Well, if you zet, Zok the Hale the Brisker of. Im Ochel Matzah, O Shasa Abba Kosis below a Seba. Ein kan shum greyosa ba mitzvah shel achilas matzah abakosis. Rak lo kie mitzvah saseba shum mitzvah nefredes legamri. Whoa. So you were mekayim the matzah. You were mekayim abakosis. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah saseba. The Tosa says no. Our Tosa says no. You have to eat again and drink again. They hold the rush that you weren't yotze the mitzvah, the abakosis or the matzah yet. Where the rush comes together from? Before Shigamar, Shamish. Zok the Azar the Brisker of. Ulechoro have Shaloma, the Rishua ben Levi, Lomairi klal midin mitzvah achilas matzah. Rak midin mitzvah haseba. Vika Omar, the Amokal Kazayas matzah shum meisiv, Kfor yotze yedei chovas haseba. Av shelo ochal kol achilosa v'aseva. Fenei divrei haramba. Shar achiloso im heisa v'aseva v'shubuch. Where do you get it from? Mekorner v'divrei shub and levi. Dimi denok alishna diyotza. Shmamino. D'shaycha aseva gam b'shar achiloso. The not of that is matzah. Now they didn't mechuyu b'zeh. Av leinu chinami. Lo mari klami dinach mitzah shal achilos matzah. There's a yotze gam below aseba, as the Rambam says. And he goes further than that. Further than that. According to the Rambam, he says, Lo shayach klal sheyavzo v'yochal baseva kevin dekfakiyem mitzvah achilas matzah b'shleimus v'yein b'shun greis v'mash shochal b'laseva ken amata shochal achakach hikashar achilas shkitek potatoes and apple juice kevin dekfayotzeh echobas matzah. So what are you bothering for? Uvakach asarach b'svilu according to the Russian Tosis the v'yikar din achilas matzah nema din shitzarach achal b'laseva. It's according to the Rambam. There's no point. Once you ate the matzah and drank the cups without a seber, there's no point in having another kazaras matzah and more curses. Why bother? You're wasting your time. It's like a seber of potatoes. Yeah.
If a seber is a din in the midst of matzah, so how can the Gemara say that you're not yotze like with Chazal, assuming a seber is a din?
Very good question. What do you mean you're not yotze? You mean you're not yotze at all? Rabbi Gamliel says, lo yotze chavosa. We saw it briefly in the Mishnah. It means you're not yotze at all? Or not yotze ketikuna? Aha. So according to the Brisker of, you weren't yotze in the midst of a seva. Obviously, you weren't amazing, not a seva. But according to the Tosis, no. You weren't yotze ketikuna. Some of the rice, you presume you're yotze. You don't have a seva, not in the rice. Comes along to say that Mishmeres is a big dochak shot. To say that you mean to tell me that even though it's lo yotza, you're not required to eat again? Lo yotza means you haven't yet discharged your obligation. You do it now. According to the Brisker Rav, it's farfal and elo takana. You have the kazayas matzah. You know the kazayas because you have the potatoes. You have the 4 cups of wine. You drink a nice like you're drinking Pepsi Cola. So why bother? It says the Mishmeres, he thinks that the Brisker was wrong. And this the Kud. And this one the Kud. Because the Brisker Rav didn't take into account his great grandfather. Who was the great grandfather of the Brisker Rav? The Netziv. Because it was his grandfather. The Netziv. That was his mother's mother's father was in the Tziv. The Tziv says every kazai is a mitzvah kiyumis. So even if you blew it, and you had the kazai of mitzvah kiyumis without a seba, it still pays to get another kazai be a seba to fulfill the mitzvah of a seba, not the mitzvah of matzah. Mitzvah Seba, because that Seba relates on some level to the Mitzvah Kiyumas of Matzah, just as the Mitzvah Kiyumas, not the potatoes. He disagrees with that law and attack potatoes, not potatoes. What about Arba Kaisis? Once you had 4 cups, and the Hanami says, there the Brisker Rav is right. But no one did ever say an expression by a Seba, the Arba Kaisis, Yotza. All the Gemara said is Arba Kaisis, Trichas HaSeba, that's all. If you had 4 cups out of Seba, according to the Rambam, forget about it. Don't drink more. Even without most of other curses. There's no point in drinking more. No point. Christopher said no point in my matzah. He disagrees with it. No point. Adka. So now Rabbal said, let's go a little bit further in this discussion. Rabosa. This Vitoras Bada, a couple of Tamina raised their hand. I thought it was tremendously bold. To suggest Petorah's Vada, the Ran is Beferish against you. But maybe the Rush was like, Tos also against you. You have a Tos against you, a Ran against you, you have the Chutzpah to raise your hand and say Petorah's Vada. Yes?
Could it be that
Tos
has said something at this point, whether it's Petorah's Vada?
Maybe. That's good for the something. Maybe. Let's look at the Rush and see that his Lush and sound, that perhaps it is Petorah's Vada. Let's take a look. Look at the Rush. Simon Chav. Let's read it together. Simen Chav. Here there is a Tosfos Rosh. It sounds very much this way. I looked it up. But it sounds this way even here. Let's read together. V'chei mekos rishon v'sheni im lo shosa v'aseba yavzor v'yishta v'aseba. Not like Atosfos. Atosfos the tzorachin on this itself. The tzorachin may be you say sveka the rabbanim v'torah sofek, or maybe the question is Adam said what the sofek v'torah sofek. He has no sveikas in the first 2 cups. is b'toras badai. Aval b'kol shlish yaravi im yish teyoser nira kemos valakosos. So therefore, even as b'toras badai, it's still nira kemos valakosos, even though you really weren't yoser 3 and 4. So the rosh no. The Yerika Lemeim HaKeva Shoshasa Shloka Tikuno Huber Adova Shlomim Minyan HaKosos Hoya Umash Shoshasa Atu Kol Shachova, and it's not considered to be most of HaKosos. But the Poshup Shat in the Rosh is again Bitoras Vadai. Bitoras Vadai. Look at Rabbeinu Hananel. Look at Rabbeinu Hananel. Alright? Look. He has Yopshah by the Mishmeres. I told this to Masubah on this very point. It's a subject of Vadai. But look on the rock. And the rock quotes the Gemara. What the rock said? The rock says as follows. Yayin, itmar the boy haseba, the itmar the lo boy haseba, vasikna arba kasi kulu boy haseba. No mention of 2 and 2. Torah's Vada. Right. So there's a lot of big people in your view of Machavim too. Wow. And the Rosh as well, seems to me. Look at the tour in the Kitzapiske Rosh. That's a way. What's the Kitzapiske say? What does he say? The Yayin Nami Boy Aseba Kol Arba Kosas. Goodbye, Charlie. No Sfekis. And in the Seba tour which he wrote, same thing applies. Same thing. Same thing. And he says, if you didn't drink bars, you have to go back again. Nonetheless, Rabosai, the Ramah says, since some say that's a suffix, we rely on the Rabiyah and not re-drink them if the third and fourth coast are involved, near Kabbalah's of other coasts. As we saw before. Fine. Now, Rabosai, back to that Rav Yom. We saw the Rav Yom quoted in many places. You saw in Nagos Ashri, right over here. Let's read it again. Nagos Ashri. What does that mean? That's what the Rav Yom said. I looked up the Rav Yom. It's on my desk, the Rav Yom. You should look it up. It's in his long piece about the Leila Seda Otei. He says the Loshon that Yoshev Kedaka. He doesn't discuss the Rav Yom himself whether it's permissible to be made of his man Azel. But the Gos Ashri says no. Oh, but some said that Rav Yom came and then Regilus Loshev was a mace of Mushka Valtzilo as small as near Kilo who Otze Vachola. Mechach me Talmud of Yilal Gmeo Tanah Vishnim Gos Shevas Amitosan for this from Derech Sroah. But not longer today. Abiyazri. This is how the Hagos Ashri seems he shouldn't. Hagos Maimon he shouldn't. And the Mordechai. All three seem to quote as Ein Lintos Yavin Small. Kederach Acholim. But these are all things we saw. So therefore, not. However, in the Rav Yotzav you can't tell. And the Torah when he quotes it says Ein Sarech Lahasev. What does that mean? What do you mean? What do the words mean?
You ask permission.
If you want, you can. And the Bach is the same thing. If you want, you can. Never said you shouldn't. If you want, you can. If you want, you can. Psh. Two different versions of the Rav Yom. Two different versions of the Rav Yom. The Maralmi Prague in that same parak. Perek Memches understood. But what? If you want, you can. Yes, Akasha. We're Bainu Shalom. How does the Rav Yos say to a person not to recline? Reclining in the old days demonstrated chayrus. How can the rabbis abrogate this? Had it been an Isser, I understand. What can you do? An Isser came along and we had no choice but to abrogate it. But once we're saying it's no Isser, and the Maral has sort of like the Bach and the Tur that there's no Isser according to the Rabbi. So what is no Isser should be a Chiyuv. Should have to do it to demonstrate the Cheres of yesteryear. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you kidding? He doesn't demonstrate anything. What are they fighting about? Comes the Mishmeres with his own Lupsha. They're fighting about the very point you just discussed. Is a Seba a separate mitzvah? Or is a Seba simply an added dimension to the mitzvah of Matan Abakosis? Tahayna. If it's a separate mitzvah, we do not have the power to abrogate mitzvahs. Even the Rabbanans. Even Batla Tam lo Batla Mitzvah. It depends on the God of B'chokh of me, which you don't have. If it's a separate mitzvah, it still exists. Chai v'kayim. That's the Maral's kash against the Rav Yoh. You consider it a separate mitzvah. Like the Rambam with the brisket. But the Rav Yoh says, don't give me your brisket tires. Don't give me your Rambams. Hasav, Hasav is no separate mitzvah. Hasav is simply a way in which we can better discharge our mitzvahs of Pesach, of Matzah, and Abakosis. Well, it's only better if it demonstrates cheres in today's world. If it doesn't demonstrate cheres in today's world, it's no better. We're not abrogating a mitzvah. We're just changing somewhat, modifying the person to perform this mitzvah. Yes, sir.
I mean, there could be a little bit of a raya for the Rav Yoh from the Gemara, that the Gemara says that women don't do a seiva, and the Rashbam calls the shiltos, that's because it's not normal for them to do a seiva.
Right.
So, I mean, it could be that the same thing would apply to if it became not normal for men to do Haseba, even though at some point in the past it was a demonstration of Cheirus, the Gemara indicates that if it's not normal for someone to do, then, at least according to Shiltos, then it doesn't make any sense.
The question, what you're saying, I hear, but...
I mean, Shiltos says that.
The question is what?
That, based on the Shiltos, maybe that's the Shiltos maybe a precedent for the Raviyah, that it...
Okay, the Shilta says, depending on the particular circumstances, and the difference, of course, as Yaakov correctly points out, one's in the Gemara, one's not.
Yeah.
The Gemara itself makes an allowance. Okay. I'm not going to decide who's right, yeah?
The Shilta also concludes that if he also concludes like the Gemara, that if the Nashim HaFashim are Hashim, so then
the Shilta. The Gemara, Nashim HaFashim, so we'll come to the Nashim. We already said Nashim HaFashim, we'll come back to it. The women's issues are going to be. We'll be discussing a lot of women's issues coming up, Rabosai, because the women are often a litmus test as to what something is based on my shtickle Torah. But Pirsum and Ace and Zechelin, but my Rebbe's shtickle Torah. I'm going to extend to other areas of way to my knowledge and not extend. Yes, sir.
Also, even if Haseba would be a separate mitzvah, the Rambam seems to indicate that it's not like a takana, it's just a reflection of a broader idea of.
So,
if it's not a
takana,
then
come on, Abakos is also a reflection of Cheiros. It's a separate takana, no. That he quotes them both in the same breath. That's another right that's Cheiros is a separate mitzvah. He quotes them with Abakos in the same breath. They're both manifestations of Cheiros. Fashim Shadow. Rabosai, let's continue. Let's go very slowly over here. Very slowly. So the Maral in his Kasha and the Rav Yoz, the Shitaso. He considers Haseba to be a separate mitzvah like the Rambam. The Rav Yoh responds, no, Haseba is not a separate mitzvah. It's only a dimension of Matan Abakosis, and that dimension should be thrown away when it no longer reflects the realities of life. No longer reflects the realities of life. Doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove anything anymore. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. So now, in the old days, Haseba was derech eretz. And more than that, every normal person we wanted to eat bekviyas did Haseba. So Mefurash Gemara again in brachas. Today's brachas day. Again in brachas. We started brachas mem tesim at beis. Now we're going to look in brachas mem beis amen aleph, the Mishnah. Hoy yoshin kol echad mevarach liatzmo. Hey Sebu, Echad Mavarach Bakulam. Zok Rashi, the end Kevalasuda below a Seba. Look, Seda night should be if there's one night a year of a Seda a Kavir should be Seda night. No Seba, it's not Kavir, it's Derech HaRoy. Mele, they insist that you do it to demonstrate cheres, but it's also, it should be, but that's a considered kvias. The Shulchan Aruch paskes, this no longer applies. Kuf ayin zayin sifir aleph. Nowadays, we don't do haseba, for us, yeshiva is good enough also. So the Rav Yoach says, we're doing what they did. Same as the Nechus Brachas, we say that our yeshiva is like their haseba. So to the Nechus say tonight. Because it's not, Rabbi Osai, a separate mitzvah. It's only a way in which one can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of abakarsis in the proper fashion. In the proper fashion. Let's now go a little bit further. We mentioned the Ramah. Everyone open up the Ramah, and it has to be analyzed very carefully now. Open the Ramah. There are more about the let's first start with the third and fourth cup iron base. Sif Zion. Kosha Tsarak Haseba, the Ochal Shotzbala Seba, the Yotzav, the Tsarak Zalakal Shotzba Seba. Shine, quotes Tosis. Ramah. All four cups. No. So we understood the Ramah on a simple level, right? Comes along to the Shmeres with a fancy pshat, a very fancy pshat in this Ramah. As the Ramah is trying to cut both ends from the middle over here. What is a seba? Is a seba a separate mitzvah? Or is a seba a dimension of matzah and abakosis? If a seba is a separate mitzvah, Elo takona. The Rambam. There's no point in drinking again because it's all over. It's not like matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis to have more matzah. Some mitzvah kiyumis have more wine. Oh. So therefore, if it's a seven mitzvah, Elo takona. Why bother drinking again? It's pointless. Elamai will tell me what? What are you going to tell me? Elamai will tell me, no. It's a dimension of the other mitzvahs. And therefore, it's a dimension of the mitzvahs. We should do what? We should drink again with our seba. No. If it's only a dimension of the mitzvah, then the Rav Yoach is right. That's his whole word. The Maral Hagen on the Rav Yoach is a separate mitzvah. The Rav Yoach responds back, it's not a separate mitzvah, it's only a dimension, and the dimension doesn't apply nowadays. It's a fancy chat. In the Ramah. There's only one problem that's fancy. I think it's too good to be true. What means too good to be true? If this is true, then why not the first two cups also? You can make the same cheshbon. I forgot to say the first two cups. Manashach, Rabbi. If it's a set mitzvah fniatzma, I already had the cup. What am I going to do about it? If it's a dimension, shouldn't apply as man as that? If I think I need this, this is a little bit overstepping. There's a third possibility. What I call Zeichel the Nes. It's not a separate mitzvah. I'm a beginner, still do a Seva. Why? Zeichel the Nes. It was a longer presumenis. Zeichel the Nes. And therefore, the Rambo requires you to go back for the first two cups, but not for the last two cups, because Zeichel the Nes. You're not going to worry about it, it's going to be most of other causes. That's how I understood. Let's not talk about Isha one more time. There are three reasons that you've seen already, I think, why Isha does not require a Seva. The Rashbam has two right off the bat. Two gear souls. Let's turn again. Two gear souls. Please look inside. Kuf Ches Amud Ash. Says the Gemara, we have in our text, Isha Eitzel Baila Lo Boya Seva. That's all we're focused on. We're not going any further today. That's it. These line and a half. According to the gears on the side, it's less than line and a half. Take away two words. What two words are taken out? Eitzel Baila. Rashbam. Isha Tira Seba. Mipne Emas Baila Ukfupula. Umefarish Mishulz Rabachoy. Lav Darchayad Binashid Mizgah. They're two different shots. According to the Shilz, even to a single woman. According to his own shot, only married women. What does it mean, Emas Baila? What does it mean? My wife has no Ema for me. Baruch Hashem. This one has to be Ema. Where does this come from?
Reverence.
My wife has. Rambam does say that there's Tzibuch HaChamim. That should be like, we spoke about once in our Shalom Bayis here. There should be more here. Should be some kind of a what? Yeh ben Akasar HaMelech. Whatever. There is something there. But is it a halacha? Is it a requirement? It's a tova. Ema? Ema is a requirement? Ema? Ema? You want to have Ema for your life? Maybe the other way around. So I don't want to go into it right now, but it seems to me that this may have been true in years gone by. There was a measure of Ema which women had for their husbands. In the olden days, not that we're proud of it, but that was a reality, societal reality. And as a result of societal reality, a woman who had this ema was putter from a savior. Now we understand the Ramah very well. What did Ramah say about our women? What does that mean in our business job? None of them scare us. Chashuva means she has no ema. Simple. According to this chat, a typical Isha had Ema. Not saying it had to be the way, but it's just a reality. Chashuva has no Ema. So we understand the Ramah. This man is there, not just called Chashuvas. What, they suddenly became Rashi the Bahar because they don't call a Shas, then they become wealthy. But no, they're just not scared of their husbands anymore. That's it. What about Quanta the Shultis? Lav dar kayo, the Nashu the Mizgah. It's not appropriate for a woman. It's a great choice. Sit there like this. So maybe that was a measure of tznius, maybe. And the tznius was lost. Not as much as kula chashuvas. They're all on the same level of tznius. They're embarrassed to recline in the presence of people around the table. That's the pshat. But it's a third pshat. They're both sides. Who knows the third pshat? Yes.
Busy preparing everything.
Busy, 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 busy. We'll read it first in the Ran. It's also in the Ran. My answer is the Rabbi. Because the Mishra made him enough. Let's read it in the Ran first. We'll have a Ran. Please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. It's just literally three words. It's three words, no more. Explaining the words Isha and Shvicha say, the Ran says three words. Lefi Shemishameshes Lebal. Not just scared of him. He's simply busy taking care of him.
Can that be the same reason that she has an Ema because she's servant?
Really?
Like a servant?
No, my wife takes care of me, she's not scared.
But she has a certain respect for you. Because
I hope so, but she's not scared. That's nothing to do with Ema. The Rashbam used the word Ema. Now you notice on the side? Fisha Kfufa Lebaila? Oh! Whoa! That's a whole different nuance there. Oh, kfufa, not politically correct. So okay, kfufas. Kosh Baruch Hu took care of that. There's no more kfufas. Anyway, Rabosai, this is a very serious matter. A serious matter. Now, Rabbeinu Manoach, I asked you to see the Rambam with the Kesef Mishnah with Rabbeinu Manoach. We read it you a little bit. Yes, sir.
Hilchos Yichud, the Kula Baila Be'ir.
Yes.
According to some, it's because of Amos Baila, so...
Ooh, you were saying now, the head of Baila should no longer apply. Wow. Wow. think she's, you know, it's based on the fact that she doesn't want to be caught doing something wrong. I think that Ema thing still exists. And at least, and hopefully in the Torah society. In the non-Torah society, I don't know what goes on anymore. I'm afraid to even make a comment. Okay. Let me read you the Kesef Mishnah I asked you to see in Perek Zion, in Hilchus, Chametz Matzah, Halacha Ches. Kosav Arav Rabbeinu Manoah. Isha Chashuva Koloma She'ein Lo Baal V'Gveres Abayis. Inami, Shechashuva V'Priyodea Bas Gedorle Ador Eish Yisrael Yiris Hashem. Wow. A lot of poetry over here. Chasam Sofer had a fancy couch for his wife to do a seder. And the first thing, she was a Bas Gedorle Ador. The Kivegas daughter. So he took it from the Kesef Mishnah. Inami a third shot. Isha Chashuva, Sheesh La Avodin Mushfachas, She'ena Tzrichel Bisasik B'tikun HaMachal B'nyonei HaBayis. Three pshatim in Chashuva. One, she has a husband. So three times a husband. Two, she is what? She is accomplished, professional, has big yichus, or the famous Yerushalayim, whatever, she's an important woman. Three, she doesn't have to get a house, or Avodah Mishvamas. Rabbeinu Manoach himself adds a phrase which the Kesef Mishnah left out. This is false. I'm reading it literally, word for word. Pishi truda b'tikun ha-machal v'achanaso patrua me'aseva kemo shepatrua mi'mitzus asei shazman grum. Whoa. What does that mean? Do you mean to tell me that a woman who has shvachas is chayav in tefillin? As we say, she's part of the Zman Groma. Like Zman Groma. She has a bottom of Shvachas. She's not busy with the house, so she's chayav in tefillin, but she's chayav in tefillin. You left a shock value. But all right, there. She's chayav in tzitzit, she's chayav in lulav, she's chayav in shofar, she's chayav in sukkah. I don't believe he said that. But Moshe's a tshuva, that famous tshuva, Rabbi Kellerman, that's in that same tshuva. Don't tell me today they have shvachas and avodim and they're rich. It doesn't make a difference. The Torah's laws don't change. What's this? I think what it means is as follows. Once again, that a woman is chayav and kol mitzvah leil Pesach, because why? Afin hoya b'yoso anes. Although it doesn't say it, but it comes to arba kosis b'feirish, it's the same as arba kosis. Ram put the two together, both manifestations of chayus. Where do you get it from? From this. From the fact that each is higher than a saber. Why? It's like Arbacosis. However, a woman who is busy, they parted. I'm going to give you a loop shot. Not they parted because she's busy. But because she's true, though, so it's not really so much of a derech eris. Imagine she's rushing between the putting salt into the soup and turning over the latkes and taking care of the chicken and just want to save a derech eris in between. God, is that kind of derech eris is that? You don't believe it's true? Maybe it's not true. I asked you to see first time I think it's here Talmud HaRashba. Anybody see it yet? Right then, they don't care. I have it in front of me. I have it in the COVID. I'll leave it with a bookmark. That tomorrow, you'll please look at the top of the Rashi. We'll start out if you can tomorrow on this very point.